improving trend, and yeah, the guys really dug deep, 30-odd tacks up the first beat, and it's really good atmosphere within the team and just a great feeling to come out on top today.
Has it made a noticeable difference in the feeling of the team as you get to the sharp end?
Oh yeah, it would be a big difference if we'd lost today. You know, the difference between winning and losing within a camp is huge, and yeah, it's just everyone's, you know, feeling another few inches taller, which is good for us short guys. But no, it's a really good feeling within the camp.
And what does it mean for the way as you head towards Wednesday?
Yeah, a couple of big races coming up. Swedes tomorrow, they have to win, we have to win to be top challenger. And then our big one against Oracle, you know, hopefully we had these same sort of conditions and it'll be another good street fight. We seem to be going quite well in these conditions.
Is it the fact that the conditions are different to round robin one that's played a role in that result?
Oh yeah, I think it's got a lot to do with it. The conditions are a bit more steady now and it's not so variable with the big shifts. It was really rock solid. We just had a small trend off to the right with the wind direction. Other than that, it was very steady conditions and it was pure match racing.
And also the sea state a bit different to what was happening in round robin one or the early parts of round robin two. Is that playing into your strengths as well?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a seaway there today, just a small chop. Yeah, the boat seemed to go through the waves quite nicely, but really there wasn't much difference in the speed at all. It was just the fact that Dean did a great job in the pre-start and we got the initial control, and then we were able to, you know, force Prada out to the right-hand side and make small gains through that, compressing them on the starboard lay line.
Do we take it that you wanted the left because you had the starboard hand advantage coming into the start box and yet you started down to leeward?
Yeah, we either wanted to be really tight under them or actually heading off to the right. We felt the right was going to be strong up that beat, and you know, they were to the right of us, but we were certainly tucked in under them and we were able to herd them out to that right-hand side, and we were able to have a good enough start to stay ahead at the first exchange, and that was the key to the race.
Do you get the impression that as the weather changes gear, the regatta changes gear, Team New Zealand are changing gear?
It'd be a nice feeling if that was the case, but you know, it's such a fine line between winning and losing, so you know, it's always very hard in a round robin situation where there's each individual race is so important. When you come into a more a semi-finals, finals, when it's first to five, it sort of takes the averages out of it a little bit, and we're looking forward to that sort of a situation.
Ross Halcrow.